This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. Senate passed a resolution of disapproval criticizing a Biden administration rule on which bodies of water fall under the Clean Water Act. The definition of what counts as the waters of the United States has been debated and challenged for years. Biden's administration broadened it after the Trump administration narrowed it down. Both of Colorado's senators voted against the resolution, and the president says he will veto the congressional resolution. Colorado's Secretary of State has settled a lawsuit from a conservative watchdog group over how it maintains the voter rolls. The suit claimed that Colorado wasn't doing enough to remove voters from its registration list after they moved or otherwise became inactive. Secretary Jenna Griswold says the suit lacked merit, but that she settled to avoid spending state resources to fight it.
We are seeing litigation used by extreme groups like Judicial Watch to continue to undermine confidence in elections and spread disinformation. That's what this is about.
Griswold says Colorado already complies with all laws around voter rolls. The Secretary of State's office must report more regularly on its maintenance practices as a part of the settlement. Repair work will mean delays for passengers on one of RTD's busiest rail corridors in the Denver area. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
If you've been on an RTD light rail train between downtown Denver and the tech center on I-25, you've probably seen the retaining walls that run parallel to the track. Parts of those walls are now nearly two decades old and need repairs. That work starts Monday and will mean big disruptions to several lines. In short, some trains will run less often and no longer serve all stations. The work will wrap up in October. And then pick up again in 2024. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.